You are officially tuned in to the nation's music source, WFAQ LP Muckwonago. The Commander Todd Show. A couple minutes past the hour. And I'm going to be sharing some more music with you in just a moment. But I wanted to break here and tell you that you're listening to WFAQ LP Muckwonago 101.3 FM and WFAQ.com. And as promised, that we've been talking about this for the last several days here, we have live in the studio with us today our local superstar author, Sean Verdoni. She's back after a trip that we're going to be talking about and some events that are coming up that she is putting on. So we have a lot to talk about. And welcome once again, Sean, to the nation's music source, the Commander Todd Show.
Thanks so much, Commander Todd. It's so great to see you again.
You too. You too, absolutely. Thanks for stopping by. You're always welcome here.
I love it here. This is so fun.
Yeah, thanks.
And congratulations on your newest award. You got to talk about that too.
Well, yeah, we can talk. Yeah, set me up to talk about myself. That's something unusual, you know. But yes, I have a music video that I produced about a month ago, and it was shown at a film festival in Las Vegas last Thursday. And it happened to win grand prize. for best music video. Yeah, about Frank Lloyd Wright.
That was fantastic to hear. I'm so proud of the work that you're doing and that you're getting recognized for it. So
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a joy. Clearly, I am blessed in many ways, and that's certainly one of them. I can be creative and share it and actually get recognized for it. So, but let's talk about your creativity.
Okay, let's do that.
And try to get some recognition and, you know, talk about your event coming up. So we've been talking about it on the air here, and there is a Canoodling Conversations book club that has been formed. And there's an event happening at the Crush Wine Bar. So fill us in.
Absolutely. Yeah. So basically, as a small business owner and a local author, I'm always trying to find ways to partner with community businesses and local organizations, such as this wonderful radio station, to promote the books that I write and to let people know what's coming up. And I had a nice growing social media presence as well. And unfortunately, what happened was that I got royally hacked on New Year's Day, to the point where they've taken over my social media account. And
ouch.
Yeah. And to the point where they even were posting fake posts saying that I got certified to sell cryptocurrency and wanted people to click on links to learn more about this. And I was mortified. I felt like such a victim, and there were hours and hours of work that I had to do to try to protect what I could protect. Luckily, my finances are okay, but all my Facebook, all my Meta accounts are completely gone, and I can't get them back because they embedded fake emails into them. So anytime Facebook tries to reach out to me with a legitimate link or something, they're right there.
Yeah, and it gets diverted or
exactly,
intercepted.
Exactly. So it's not safe for me to try to recover those accounts. And I feel terrible because I know, like, the month before, I had a booth at Muckwonago's Midnight Magic Craft Fair. And people came to my booth and said, oh, I didn't know that this was happening today until I read your post. And so thank you so much for letting me know. And so, you know, I know people were listening to what I had to say through my posts and everything, but it's just, it's not safe for me to go back on that social media platform unless I create something new. And I'll be quite honest with you, Commander Todd, you and I are both in the business of, you know, customer helping customers feel good about what you do and everything, and customer service. Mm-hmm. And there was no customer service on Facebook whatsoever. You can't get a person. You can't get an email. You can't get a phone. The phone number goes straight to not even a voicemail. So I don't know if I'll ever go back on Facebook, to be quite honest with you. But that led me to try to figure out how else can I continue to try to engage people in what I'm doing. And so I reached out to the library and I said, is there a way that we can partner again? I've got people who are involved in their own book clubs and have invited me to talk to them at their book club, you know, meeting after reading one of my books. I said, maybe we could do a book club about my book series, the Canoodling book series. Mm-hmm. And they fell in love with it. And it turned out that the timeline was really great because they were rebranding their adult book clubs. And the only thing is, I wanted it to be something like, you know, like real book clubs have like food there and they have wine. And I didn't know if the library could accept wine, you know, there.
Yeah.
So they said, you know, we have an adult book club that meets at local restaurants and bars. So maybe we can reach out to the owners of the Crush Wine Bar and see if they'd be interested.
Okay.
And
that's how that came about.
Yeah. So they were totally on board. So we can do it at night. I love to bake, and so what I'm offering people is that at these events, that with each book club event, I'll have a different dessert that is featured in the book clubs in the book series.
Ah, okay.
And then people can purchase wine at the wine bar, and we can, you know, I can answer the questions that's been, you know, having them ask questions of me on email and voicemails and text messages. And this way we can get it all out in the open. And we'll see how it goes. But I'm pretty excited about it. The first one's happening tomorrow, actually, April the 30th, from 5:30 to 7:30 at the McGuanago's Crush Wine Bar. It's right at on Main Street in McGuanago. And there's still some spaces open. I think I've got like 15 or 20 people who've signed up for this.
Okay.
So there's still some room.
And that's a Wednesday
evening. We'd love to have you. Yes.
From 5:30 until 7:30 p.m.
Yes, exactly. And then what I've decided to do is...
And there's no admission, correct?
There's no admission. This is just people who've read the books, have fallen in love with them, and want to learn kind of the backstory of how I came up with these stories, or want to just share how these characters, how much they mean to them. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the last book club I did was a group of women who their husbands went to college together and they became friends. So they're starting their own book club, and they read my first book, the Canoodling Up North one, and we did it as a virtual. And one of the ladies happened to be up north at the time of the book club. So then afterwards we're on this group chat and she's taking pictures of all the places up north that are featured in the book.
now that's a fan. You can't get much more fan than
fabulous.
That.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And I had another fan.
Congratulations. That's going to feel good. Yeah.
And I've had another fan who reached out to me because she's lived in McGuanago all her life. And she's like, Sean, I think I know the house where the main character, where her apartment is. And I was like, I guarantee you don't. She goes, it's, you know, a block from the library on this street. And I was like, no, the actual apartment is on 63rd and Burnham in West Dallas. So I'm guarantee you it's not the same one.
Yeah. Yeah. If you look, you know, under the hood, it's that, yeah, that's, it could be where it's
but
at.
But it's beautiful that people are so engaged, you know, Todd.
Yeah,
it's just, and
congratulations.
So,
that's huge.
Thank you. And so that's why I wanted to just share them in a different way to keep people's engagement going. And so what I've done is we're going to feature one book a month. This is my birthday month, so this is my birthday gift to everybody to be able to come and talk about the first book, Canoodling Up North.
Mm-hmm.
And They're each going to be on the last Wednesday of the month. So in May, celebrating, you know, the Mother's Day month, Wednesday, May 28th, we're going to be talking about Canoodling Out West, which is the second book. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to finish to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the launch of the third book, Canoodling Out West, Canoodling Always and Forever, and that's going to be on Wednesday, June 25th. And they're all going to be at 5:30 to 7:30. Again, no admission whatsoever, but if you'd like to purchase a glass of wine at the Crush Wine Bar, it's available to you.
It is available. Yeah, yes. They have adult beverages there.
Absolutely.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. Well, very cool. Very cool.
Thank you.
So I'm expecting peach cobbler tomorrow. Apple cobbler.
No, it's actually going to be, I'm going to have banana bread, and if I get ambitious enough, even zucchini bread for tomorrow night.
Okay.
And then for the second book in May,
her landlady made, right?
Yeah, it's the snickerdoodles are going to be for the second book, then that's what the landlady made.
Oh, I thought she made that in the first book.
She may have, but but she's also known for snickerdoodles.
Okay.
Because my landlady used to make me snickerdoodles when I paid rent. So that's how I came in there.
Okay. Got it.
And then the third one you don't want to miss on June 25th, because I'll be making my famous apple pie. It's a crumble crust. And if I get ambitious over that one, my son took my recipe and then baked it in a smoker.
Oh.
And he said it even ramps it up even more. So we'll see if I can get ambitious and do that too. We'll find out. But there will be pie in June for sure.
With some tasty treats.
Yes.
And talking about it, you know, on the air here, you know, people's minds just you know, explode with references, right?
Absolutely.
All those goodies. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sounds I love delicious. Baking and I love sweets. It's very hard for me to say no to something like that. So yeah, I want to share it with other people.
Yeah. What a great thing to connect the book to that. That's a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
Very cool. So what else has been going on?
So people, it took me 4 years to write the third book, Canoodling Always and Forever, and I thought it would take a while for people to read it because it was over 500 pages. And the average person was reading it in about a week, and then they asked me, what's next?
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I'm currently about 30% of the way into writing a single book based on me and my peers, female peers who are going through the stage of life called perimenopause and menopause, but with a comic twist to it.
Mm, okay.
And that is also... I've been doing some research because there is that physical change in your body. This person is going to be going to national parks to be kind of like a pilgrimage. Mm. And so I went to Northern California to visit the Redwoods. I've never done that before. And that was another moment in time that I will always treasure. That was so fascinating to me to see how a seed that's no bigger than the grain of a piece of rice turns into the world's most majestic trees. It's just tremendous if you get a chance to see them. So I loved doing that research. And then I've been researching for a new series, also based in Maguanago and kind of very, very loosely based on my son's experience in Maguanago football. But I don't know football very well. And I used to at least once a year cheer for the wrong team. That's how good I am at football. And I know that you have the coach for East Troy on here often, and he would probably just be shaking his head at me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I needed some help.
Coach Jens.
Well, yeah. Coach Jens, I need all the help you could give, let me tell you.
So how did you remedy this?
So what I did was I happened to be on the Pro Healthcare Foundation as a professional grant writer, and major gift officer. And one of my donors that I work with is the Green Bay Packer Foundation. And so I reached out to them and I said, listen, I could use some help. Do you have any Green Bay Packer alum that might be willing to let me interview them so that I could understand better about, you know, football? And so unbeknownst to me, there was a player on the 2011 Super Bowl team that came from Milwaukee. And his name is Adrian Battles. And he has been willing to let me call him. And we've had, gosh, 2 or 3 hours of interviews already.
Wow.
And we've got at least another 2 hours left of interviews to finish his story. But what a wonderful, and I'm going to call him a young man. He's not, but to me, he's young. But what a wonderful guy. And honestly, he should have his own biography, to be quite honest with you, to talk about his story. And so I can't wait to integrate what he's given me. And he's actually, in the information that he's given me about his personal experience, it's starting to help me better develop the character in ways that I hadn't planned on. It's going to be, it's not going to be Adrian's story, but he's really doing a great job of helping me further define this character. Because one of the things that my readers tell me is that they fall in love and become like best friends with my characters. They feel them as being real people. Mm. And what Adrian is giving me is allowing me to create that kind of a character that I think people are really going to get attached to.
Wow, there's some real gold nuggets there in that vein that you're mining right now.
Exactly. And maybe he can teach me a little bit more about understanding football.
That's always changing, too. They're changing the rules a little bit here and there and everything. Yeah.
So they're not helping me at all.
No, clearly. Can you just freeze what you're doing there for a bit? But well, what an amazing story on the story, the background here, you know? So.
Yeah. And another cool thing that happened, I just came back from a 2-week vacation to Greece with my husband, celebrating our 30th plus wedding anniversary. Oh. And thank you very much.
Congrats.
And the last place we stopped at was in Santorini, and we took a tour where we were the only two people that had signed up for the tour, but it was the most spiritual and transformational thing that I could have ever experienced. And the gentleman, because the gentleman and his wife, she's an art historian and he is a music historian, and he makes his own instruments based on historical references in mythology, etc. And there was just such a creative energy in that space that I started asking some very serious questions about, you know, the purpose there and you know, how the healing energy of music and things. And then I let them know that I wasn't, that my creativity is in writing, that I like to write stories. And they said, well, guess what? We're actually creating a space on this first level that's going to be a writer's retreat. And I'm like, I got to find a way to get back here. Yeah. I need to have this creative energy energized there.
Yeah.
And so one of the,
what a great connection.
It was, and the thing is, for me personally, it really I don't want to say it healed my soul, but it calmed my soul to be there. Hmm. And it brought me into this creative space that I don't want to lose. And so I talked to them about a couple of different things, and one of the things I want to go back and ask for is to be able to get permission to use the name of their organization, their business, if you will, in the book, so that the book that I'm writing, because the woman that I'm using as the main character, she's a writer, so I want to somehow incorporate that into the storyline. So we'll see if they give me permission to do that, and when they do, we'll definitely let you guys know. The other cool thing about this musician and music historian is he was asked by Ridley Scott's team to write and record music for the soundtrack of Gladiator 2.
Wow.
I know. And he just finished writing and recording music for, right now it's not a titled movie, but it's based on Homer's Odyssey, and the cast is Matt Damon, Tom Holland, and Zendaya.
A-list.
I know.
A++ list.
Sean is, wow. You know, Sean is in contact and got a hug from an A-lister. That just is like blew my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and Homer's Odyssey, not Homer Simpson, but the
But if they did that, Homer Simpson's Odyssey, that could be really awesome.
What a mashup that would be, right?
Maybe you could write a movie about that.
There we go. We're halfway there right now.
Exactly.
That's the concept. And Greece, I heard the food is terrible there, right?
Oh, shame on you. Shame for shame for shame.
Oh, no.
I can eat vegetables, but they're not always my first choice. But I had cucumbers at breakfast because they were so sweet.
Okay.
Insanely good food.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you can just,
there's sugar in the soil, you know.
Must be, but you can, they have fruit trees everywhere, including in Athens, so you just pick a lemon off, you just pick an orange off, a fig, pomegranate trees, and then
the Mediterranean diet
exactly.
At your fingertips,
and
literally.
There was when we were on the island of Rhodes, and the tour guide just stopped on the side of the road and just picked up from a bush of rosemary and gave us some rosemary, and out of this rock came oregano, and then there was this field of flowers. It turned out to be chamomile, so you could literally eat.
You could forage.
Yes. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But so well
worth
it.
That's a feature.
Yeah. So if you get the chance, especially with that musical experience I had, Commander Todd, I think you would just totally flourish there. I really do.
I would love it. I would love it. And what an opportunity to be like such a small group, you and your husband,
yes.
Right? With this thing. That's the one-on-one care is solid gold as well. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How fun was that?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel sorry for the people who chose another tour,
mm-hmm.
But I'm certainly grateful for us. To me, it was like divine intervention, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah, meant to be. That's the universe.
Exactly.
You know, resonating with you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Good things. Good things
Thank
happen
you.
To good people. So.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Well, you. Yeah. Thanks. I can't help it. We are talking with Sean Verdoni here on the radio station WFAQ-LP McGuanago, the author in McGuanago here of the Canoodling book series. And she will be talking about her book, Canoodling Up North, Wednesday, April 30th from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. at the Crush Wine Bar located 511 Division, I'm sorry.
Main Street.
110 Main Street in McGuanago. As part of the McGuanago Community Libraries event, their program of adult book club. And they're located at 511 Division Street in beautiful downtown McGuanago. Sean, where can we find out more about your doings here, and how can people find out more?
Absolutely. So I do have a website, and that's www.seanverdoni.com. And then on the website...
And it's spelled?
S-H-A-W-N... Verdoni. And on there, you can also select to subscribe to my digital newsletter. And again, because social media is kind of off right now, until I find another alternative, the digital newsletter is the best way to get the most accurate and updated information. And I hope that you consider joining that.
Yep. It's good. We're on the list. We get it.
Absolutely.
It's fun to read, you know, and the books are great to read.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm still working on book one, but I spent some quality time with it on my trip to Vegas and back. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's been a lot of fun following Kat and Damon through their escapades.
Well, in the second book, it starts out with Damon. And Damon has a mental health crisis that mimics one that I've had to experience. So it might be an interesting conversation again that we might have to have.
Well, I think we will, probably next month.
Sounds like a perfect idea.
Yeah, with the upcoming May 28th event.
I think that's perfect.
Let's develop a little rhythm here, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, Sean, thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
Again, to the nation's music source, WFAQ-LP McGuanago, on the Commander Todd Show.
All right, Commander Todd, you have a great rest of your month, and I can't wait to see you in May.
Yep. Thank you, Sean.
Bye-bye.